Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conversations Live. For more than a decade, we've brought you the best in books, entertainment, and current events. When the movers and shakers of the world have something to say to you, they say it to us first. Now, here's your host, Cyrus Webb.
And welcome back, everyone, to Conversations Live. I'm your host, Cyrus Webb. Glad you all could join us once again. Whether you're tuning in through Conversations Radio Network, we welcome you. For those joining us in Mississippi at WYAD 94.1 FM, we're glad you could tune in. As well as those tuning in on the East Coast in Atlanta at 106liveradio.com, we're glad you all could be with us as well. We're really excited to welcome to our program today singer, songwriter, and musician Jim Levette. We're going to talk to Jim not only about his love of music, but what it's been like for him to share that with all of you. He has a brand new single that you guys will actually hear on our program today, one that I think a lot of you will be able to relate to. It's called This Ain't My Day. If you're just not hearing about Jim, we'll tell you a little bit later how you can stay connected with him and what's coming up with him. But Jim, hello to you and welcome to the program.
Hey, thanks for having me, Cyrus.
Hey, the pleasure's definitely all mine. You know, as I said, you know, really like this single. I think people, when they hear it, I know a lot of people, especially for those listening to it at the beginning of the week, Jim, probably are saying that to themselves either today or have said it to themselves. So we'll talk about that a little bit later. But, Jim, what has it been like for you in this musical journey to be able to not only, you know, to write and sing songs, but to see the way that people have formed a connection with them?
Oh, it's really great. I've been creating music now for, well, most of my life, so decades now, and it's always great when people like what you've done. Like I say, I've been doing it for an awful long time, and you get a little bit of recognition. It's really nice.
Yeah, and Jim, the thing I noticed too with you is that, you know, you were kind of involved in every aspect, you know, of music. You not only sing, you not only write, you also play instruments yourself, you produce. I mean, did you find that, and I know, you know, a lot of people in the creative community can probably relate to this, but did you find that that is what makes it so exciting for you, because you are able to do exactly what you love to do?
Yeah, I used to we used to always go into commercial studios, and you were always under time restraints and different things. Budgets, of course, were always a big one. So since I've been able to do this in my own home, it's worked out a lot better. I can take as much time as I need to, say, lay a vocal track down. I've been known to get up at 2 a.m. when I get the inspiration and just come down here and lay down a guitar track or something. So it works out great, and it's a lot of fun.
Yeah. As you mentioned, you've been doing this for quite some time, Jim. I noticed in a previous interview that you had done, you talked about, I mean, even as a child, music was that thing for you. How did you know? Because I think for a lot of people, and we talk about on this program a lot, Jim, about, you know, pursuing your purpose and recognizing what your passion is and going for that. How did you know that music was that thing for you?
A lot of my family members always played guitar. So, you know, at Christmas time, my uncles would break out their acoustics and, you know, and everybody'd sing songs and have a lot of fun. And ever since then, I always thought I'd like to learn how to play a guitar. And I found one in my old childhood home in the attic, and I started plunking around at it at probably about 9 years old. So I just kind of got the bug from then.
Yeah. And then, of course, to be able to continue it throughout the years, and then, of course, to evolve. Have you found that, especially with the changes that have been going on in music, and, of course, you know, some are conflicted as to how good some of them might be, you know, versus how, you know, how bad it might be. Have you found that one of the pluses, Jim, has been the fact that now you are able to have that control and do more on your own, on your own terms?
Yeah, music is actually kind of caught to my style now. I've never really changed much over the years. I've always wrote the same type of songs. I really like the old Southern rock and 70s rock, so it's kind of swung this way for me. And to be able to, and of course you have to listen to what's current on the radio if you want to get a chance of getting played, so I can kind of adapt my old 70s Southern rock style to today's modern country, and it really makes a good fit.
Yeah, I think that is so true, and I think that is what people are definitely taking in, the fact that it is you that they're able to get to know, and of course people will be able to hear it in this song that we'll be listening to today. For those who are just tuning in, either on the radio side or online, you're listening to Conversations Live. We're excited to welcome to our program today Jim Levatt. We're talking to Jim not only about his musical beginnings, but also what it's been like for him to share that with all of you. You know, did you always know, Jim, that you wanted to share? I mean, did you always feel as though this was something that was bigger than just for you to do on your own time, that this was something that you wanted to be able to share with other people?
Not really at first. It was something I just kind of did for myself. I've mentioned this before. I've got hours and hours and hours of tapes, original songs, original song ideas. There's a lot of songs that are in my studio that probably nobody will ever hear. I guess the better my songwriting started getting, the more pressure I got from friends and family to do something with them. That's when you kind of send them out and get them heard and just see kind of what happens with them.
Right. You mentioned the songwriting, and I think, too, and people will hear it in the single we'll be listening to, I mean, storytelling is definitely a part of the gift that you have. Was that something that seemed to go hand in hand with the music, or was that something that seemed to mature and develop as the musical journey continued?
I guess it depends on the song. Some of them come really quickly, and it's an easy thing to write lyrics. Others, you know, you stress and fight over them, but that was always my weakest point, I guess, was writing lyrics. Music came pretty easily. The melody line did, but just to put the to create a story, like you said, that was always my hardest challenge. So I've had to work pretty hard on it.
Yeah. Well, this single that we're about to hear is available through our friends at Amazon.com and through, of course, the other online retailers. You know, talk to us about that experience for you, Jim, because I think, you know, for some people they have those pinch-me moments when it comes to a certain milestone that they've been able to appreciate or to enjoy, or something that has happened to them that has been a goal for you. I mean, what along this journey for you has been one of those wow moments for you?
I guess kind of right now, getting a lot of attention from this song. I really didn't expect it. I've sent out a lot of songs over the past little while. Like I say, when people say, wow, somebody else should be hearing that other than you, you do get a little bit of feedback here and there, but to have people really latch on to one and really like it, that's kind of a milestone for me.
Yeah. So how did this Ain't My Day, how did this particular song come about?
It started with a little piano melody that I had that I was playing around with, and a vocal melody popped into my head right away with it. So I grabbed my guitar and just started. I looped the piano melody and I just started playing my guitar with it, and it came about pretty quickly. It is exactly what I wanted to be, a hard rockin' southern style country song.
Yeah. Well, for those who have not had a chance to hear it, here's your opportunity. Here is This Ain't My Day by Jim Levatt. We'll be back with our final moments with Jim right after this, so stay with us.
Might have been the whiskey, could have been the cheap wine. All I know is I couldn't walk a straight line. Hope you so you came to me. You said, where you go, where you been? Well, I don't know where to begin. All I know is I've been there before. Well, I had a little Jack, a little gin, a little ice, a lot of sin. I mixed it up and took it down. Well, then I headed out to paint this town. Well, all I know, well, that's safe to say, my life. Line, I might set you free.
Again, that single's available through our friends at Amazon.com. That's where I got it. Or you can get it through your favorite online retailer. We actually are here with Jim today, talking with him not only about his musical journey, but what it's been like for him to share that with all of you. You know, I have to say, Jim, when I first heard the song, you know, I thought, you know, this is something that people definitely can relate to for sure. When people hear a song by Jim Levette, is that one of the things that you hope comes out? This is a song that speaks to me.
Oh yeah, that's always what I'm hoping for. Doesn't always happen though, but it sure is what you're looking for, just to have a little bit of recognition and people to feel it.
Yeah, for sure. And I think, again, that is the great thing. I mean, and you know, I think, you know, for yourself, and I think your journey shows this, Jim, that you would be doing what you're doing regardless, but it has to be even sweeter since you are able to share it, you know, in the various platforms you're able to. I mentioned you have a website. We're going to give that out here in a moment. You know, for yourself, as you look at this year, as we're winding down 2016, do you think that has been one of the highlights, as you said, that this song that you love, is getting the attention that it deserves?
Oh yeah, for sure. I think so. Like I say, been working pretty hard at it the last couple of years, and I'm doing it full time now. So I spend, you know, 6-8 hours a day probably in my studio, and I'm going through old song ideas, lyrics, and just recording and working hard to get the album finished.
Yeah. Well, definitely something for us to look forward to. Again, everyone, Jim Levette has been our guest. Make sure you all definitely get that single. But, Jim, go ahead and give out the website. You made it fairly easy for our audience to be able to find you. Go ahead and give out the website where they can stay connected with you.
Yeah, it's just my name, so it's jimlevette.com.
So make sure you all are staying connected with Jim there to be able to keep up with all the information. I noticed when I was on the website earlier myself, he'll be adding tour dates and everything from there as well. So definitely make sure you all bookmark that site and stay connected with Jim there. Again, jimlevette.com. Jim, congratulations to you again. And I really appreciate the time today. And it goes without saying, you're welcome back here anytime. I'd love to have you back on.
Okay. Thanks a lot for having me.
Hey, you're more than welcome. And we thank your audience for tuning in to another great segment of Conversations Live. If you all came in late, you missed part of the conversation with Jim, don't worry. Thanks to our online friends, you all can catch the replay right after we go off the air. The link is already available through our social media site. So head over to Facebook.com/CyrusWeb or go over to Twitter.com/CyrusWeb. You can click on the link there, listen to the show completely for free, and share it with your friends from there. Until next time, I'm your host, Cyrus Webb, saying, as always, enjoy your day, enjoy your life, enjoy your world. Make sure you take out time to enjoy some good music as well as a great book. Thank you all for choosing Conversations Live today. You will make it a great one.